Welcome back to Basic Bananas Radio, where we share tried and tested ways to grow your brand and get more customers. Everything from the latest in marketing and branding, right through to growing your team and creating an irresistible culture. Welcome back to Basic Bananas Radio. In this episode, I go through how to structure your products and services to maximize your sales. Jam-packed episode, short, sharp, to the point. If you do have questions about this episode, feel free to get in touch with us at basicbananas.com. Okay, so to structure your products and services to help you maximize sales, there are a few things that you should consider and some questions that I'll throw at you that you really should have a good think about and review your own offerings with these questions in mind. So first of all, something we work through with our members here at Basic Bananas in the Clever Bunch program and through our different offerings is something we call the pricing pyramid. Now, basically what you want to do is just have a look over your different offerings and look at the where you price your different products and services, and you make them like a little bit of a pyramid, like not a pyramid money-making scheme or like a multi-level marketing or anything, nothing kind of pyramid-y in that way. The way that works is, though, like the shape of a pyramid, the bottom of the pyramid is the widest, usually with some lower end offerings that you might sell. If you've got, you know, cheaper items, the masses buy the lower end items, and that might be that kind of lower level of the pyramid. And then if you kind of take a next level up on the pyramid, you have fewer customers, but that's where something slightly more expensive sits. And then as you get higher, there might be another level, which is even fewer customers again, that are like your higher end customers that buy the most high end offerings that you sell. It could be that you have a restaurant and you have a really like the high end bottles of wine. There's only a few that actually buy those. They're sitting in the top. Whereas the masses, they'll take the table water, the tap water on the bottom level, if that makes sense. And even if we get right to the very bottom of how the pyramid shapes, you'd have free. So you have people that see you, that visit your website, that interact with your marketing, but they don't engage at all. They don't spend a cent. And it's kind of like that next level up is where they start to spend money and so on. So it's a good idea to really look at it and think, are there high-end offerings? And are you presenting them to your customers? Now, and I'll explain more on that, which is very important. So just first of all, with the whole different offerings, like if you are the restaurant that has that fancy high-end bottle of wine, do people know? You know, is it highlighted? Because if you have higher end offerings that are more lucrative for you, for your business, you're going to make more money, you've got to let people know about these things. It's a common mistake we'll see. Something we'll often advise for businesses is, even on, say, your homepage of your website, you put the most common sale you make, so the most common thing that people buy as an entry product or service, and you also feature the thing that's the most lucrative. So, but you've got to let people know about it, right? A lot of the times as business owners, we just assume that our customers know everything we sell. Whereas your customers don't go clicking through every page on your website and reading about every product and service. They typically come looking for the thing they want, they get it, and they get out. That's how we all shop, right? When you're in the customer's shoes. So on that, with your different offerings and you're looking at your pricing pyramid, that most common product or service is a very important thing to feature. So we're always thinking about pathways from being a prospect to being a happy, loving, you know, repeat customer for the rest of eternity. How do we move the customers through that process? And the most common sale, the most common purchase, that's the one where usually if you know there's one offering, and it's worth looking over your offerings because this is where it gets challenging. If you're marketing just your brand and people land on a homepage or all of your products and services, and they have to choose, where do I go from here? What do I even want? What we want to try and do with marketing is make it as specific as possible. If you know there's one thing that's the main thing you offer, like that is the most common sale you make, that thing is the thing you need to feature. So we're trying to then promote that. That's the thing you put out to the world. So people see this thing, the most common sale you make, And then they come. It could be an intro pass for your gym or your Pilates studio, you know, and that's the most common thing. That's what you promote. That's what you put out to the world, because your marketing's for the new customers. It's not for the repeat customers. If that was your business, your repeat customers go on the timetable, they click a class and they join. They already love you, or they go back to the products page and they go and purchase. They don't go and read through the homepage and go through that kind of journey of the brand new prospect. So thinking about that and featuring it, as I mentioned before, it should be featured on the homepage. Make it really easy for a good new prospective customer to proceed towards a sale. Really easy. So zero friction, less as few clicks as possible, basically. In your pricing, the magic numbers to use, I'm not going to go on too long about this. We've done entire episodes on the numbers to use in your pricing. But quick summary of just to numbers to include are sevens and nines. I did a little experiment. I went on, well, Apple's website. You look at all their products. They have a lot of data. So looking at brands that are big enough to rely on data, what happens is small businesses, we just rely on, like, you know, you, like most of us, you're a small business like myself. You look at who bought, excuse me, and in your head, you're like, who bought this thing? Who are they? You know, what did they buy? Okay, we sold three of those today. That must be working well. Let's promote that. When there's businesses that are large enough to have, you know, tons of data, or even pay organizations to get the data for them, like Apple, Mercedes, and Porsche. So on each of those three brands, I did a little experiment, click around on their website, and guess what their products, the prices of their products are full of? Sevens and nines. I can't explain it, why they sell more. They just magically do. Humans are drawn to these numbers. We've tested it a lot ourselves, and they just convert more when we use sevens and nines in the pricing. So an example of that, rather than pricing a product at $100, you'd price it at 109 or 107 or 97. Even on the Mercedes, when I created the Mercedes website, the final price, it was something like 100 and whatever, 90,000 and, you know, 700 and blah, 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 and 79 cents was the actual final figure that the cents came to. Can you believe it? They actually include something to give you those figures as cents. I'm sure there's nothing they need to include on a car that's with that much markup on it in terms of the margins they create. What do they really need 79 cents? You know, they've actually priced something so that those final numbers sit there in front of you. Anyway, there you go. So that's the on the final pricing when it comes to it. But the key features I want to really think about today is from today's episode, and questions I'd leave you with are, what is your most common sale? Can you feature it more through everything? Your social media, your homepage on your website, promotional material, brochures, sales, you know, conversations, networking events, anything you put out to the world, even signage. Can you feature entry products? The purpose of the entry products is to make marketing easier, so you promote something that generates an easier sale, so you get a quicker return. And there's a big difference between someone who's never bought from you and someone who has. So once you've got that first sale, then obviously your goal is to create repeat customers from then on. So the purpose of that first sale that you make is to wow them so much that they come back and buy the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. So I trust you've enjoyed this episode and got some things to think about to help you improve your business. Any questions you'd like us to answer on the podcast, feel free to send them through to basicbananas.com. And we've also got a bunch of free workshops actually coming up at the moment. Some are paid, and there's one free one, the Marketing Blastoff workshop on basicbananas.com. If you click on it, it's an awesome online live workshop. It goes for 2 hours. Go through, you know, showing you how to create your one-page marketing plan, and we give you the template and everything, and we go through creating your marketing ecosystem and how to stand out in a crowded market. Really awesome session, totally for free. You can find it on basicbananas.com. So the name of that one again is the Marketing Blastoff workshop. Check it out, totally free and held online at the moment, so you can be anywhere in the world to join that as well. To get more from Basic Bananas and to learn new ways to grow your business with clever marketing, visit basicbananas.com.